Be'ezras Hashem we begin Perek Shlisha, the third and final chapter in the Rambam Sichas Mil, Laws of Circumcision in the Sefer Ahava, the Book of Love, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the bracha on the circumcision and the significance of this mitzvah. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the order of the brachas. Hamol Mavarach Koyim Shiyamol. The one who does the circumcision, he makes a blessing before he does the circumcision. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah, that he sanctified us in his commandments, B'tzivonu Alamila, and he commanded us on the circumcision. That's im mol ben chaver, as often you have a mo'il when he circumcises his friend's son. The mol as benoi, but if he's circumcising his own son, Mevarach makes the blessing, B'tzivonu lomol es ben, that he commanded us to circumcise the son, as the Ramat said in the Hilchas Brachas in Perkid Aleph, that anything that the person is commanded to do himself when he's doing it, he says the bracha lasses. But if he's doing someone else's obligation, he makes the bracha al on whatever the yes has to be. Now, since the mitzvah is on the father to circumcise his son, so therefore, when it's the father, he says lomel when he's doing it himself. When he's doing someone else's son, so then he makes the bracha al hamil. Now, the father of the son, he makes a different blessing. Baruch atah Hashem l'kein melchel, and besides for the bracha of the circumcision, he makes the bracha, bless you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos, that he sanctified us in his commandments, B'tzivonu, and he commanded us l'achnisoi, to bring him in, this child, B'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu, in the covenant of Avraham, our father, where he was the one that was originally commanded in the mitzvah milah. Because shemitzah la'av lomol es benoi, because there's a commandment on the father to circumcise the son, Yisrael mitzvah, more than the commandment shemitzubin Yisrael, that the Jewish people are commanded, shemulukol arishabadayim, that all the circumcised amongst their people should be circumcised. The vikir, therefore, main shemav, if the father's not there, imavarch nachem brachazu, others don't make this blessing, because it specifically was instituted distinctly for the father, because of the extra obligation that he has more than the rest of the Jewish people. Yesh Mishahar is some rule, Shivarcho Isa, that this blessing should be made either by the Bezin, by the court, or Echad Min HaAm, one of the people, but the Inro Laskin, it's not appropriate to do this, it's only for the father. Halacha Beis, V'mhoyisham Oimdim, now if there were people standing around at the time of the Bris Mila, Oim, they say, after the blessing, Shem Shech Nasastoy LaBris, just like you brought him into the covenant, Kein Techniseyu LaTorah, so you should bring him into the Torah, Ulchuppah, and to the marriage, Ulmasim Tovim, and to good deeds. Which this statement refers to the father's obligations to his child, as the Gemara tells in Kedushin of Chobtez. He has the mitzvah to redeem him, to teach him Torah, to marry him off to a woman. And this is alluding to the father that from here on, he has these other responsibilities for his son. Now, why is Ma'asim Tovim mentioned last, even though in order the son first becomes bar mitzvah at 13 and then the schuppah is at 18? The reason for that is because in Bezdin Shalmal, the punishments only come when he's 20. So the schuppah is at 18, so it's schuppah and then Ma'asim Tovim, his deeds are then judged at age 20. Halacha Gimel. And then the father of the baby makes the blessing, or hamol, or the mayil, or yechem, one of the people standing over there makes a different bracha. Baruch atah Hashem l'kein melech olam, blessed you Hashem, our God, King of the world, asher kiddush yedid mi beten, that he sanctified the beloved, referring to Yitzchak Avinu, is called yedid, because when Avraham Avinu was told to do the akedah, he says, the one asher ahavta, that you love, which before he was born, Mibetin, from the womb, is already commanded in this mitzvah, as Hashem said, that Sarah, your wife, will give birth, and I'll have my covenant with you, which is referring to the Bris Milah. So Yitzchak is already sanctified, the beloved one, Mibetin, already from the womb. V'chayik b'she'eresam, and the laws were set in his flesh, which that's the Bris Milah, it's a mitzvah in the body of the person. V'tzetzav, and his descendants, chasam b'oitz b'ris kodesh, he sealed with the sign of the Holy Covenant, which is us, the Jewish people, his descendants. Al kein, therefore, bischazlis, in this merit, kel chai, the living God, chelkenu, is our portion, sureinu, our rock, tzave lahatzel yedidus, command to save the beloved ones, she'ireinu, our connected ones, our relatives, mishachas, from destruction, lama'an b'risoy, ashasam b'sureinu, because of his covenant that he placed in our flesh, baruch atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, kodesh habris, who makes the covenant. Vaveh aben, mevarch shechianu, the Rambam holds that the father of the son makes a bracha of Shechianu, because this is something that comes from time to time, something like when we make Shechianu at different time periods, as the Rambam says, Halachas Brachas and Perek Yudalf. Halacha Dalet continues with the circumcision of Geirim, of converts, and of slaves. Hamalas a Geirim Mevarach, if someone circumcises a convert, he makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kein Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah, so that he sanctified us in his commandments. V'tzivanu Lomalas a Geirim, and he commanded us to circumcise the converts, U'lahatav Hem Dam Bris, and to draw from them the blood of the covenant, if he has... I've already had a bris beforehand. if it was circumcised, shall moly dama bris, because if not, for the blood of the covenant, lay niskaim shemaim ba'aretz, heaven and earth would not last. Kishnemazek, it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, imalib brisa yim b'layla, if not for my covenant, the day and night, which what's the bris that's day and night, it's the bris mila, it's always there, chuka shemaim ba'aretz le'samti, the statutes of heaven and earth I would not have placed. Halacha hei hamolas avdei mabarach, someone is circumcising his slave. He makes the blessing, Asher Gedushonim, and says that he sanctified us in the commandments of Tzivonu Lomol Salvadim, that he commanded us to circumcise the slaves, Lahatimem Dambris, and to draw from them the blood of the covenant, Shalmoli Dambris, and the sky and Shemaim Ba'arz, because if not for the blood of the covenant, heaven and earth would not last. Now, Vimol Evit Shalachem, if he circumcised the slaves of others, so then it's not, like we said, Lomol, but rather Mavarch the Berachas Al Mila Salvadim, based on those same principles, as we mentioned before, on the circumcision of the slaves. Vahamol Odom Gol, now if someone's circumcising an adult, then his genital area has to be covered until the blessing is made, because one cannot make a blessing in place of someone's nakedness, in contrast to an 8-day-old baby. And then you reveal it, and then you do the circumcision. Halacha above contains a certain situation that the milah is done without a bracha. If you have a convert that had circumcised himself before he converted, or if the baby was born already circumcised, without a foreskin, when you draw from them the blood of the covenant, in you don't require a blessing, because no situations are situations of doubt. And the dragon is told to someone who has both male and female genitalia, you don't make a blessing on the circumcision. He's not a definite male. And the general rule is one does not make a blessing on situations of doubt. Halacha Zayin regarding the circumcision of Gentiles. If there's a Gentile that has to cut off his foreskin, they maka because of an injury, because of the leprosy, boils that are on his foreskin. Either way, it's forbidden for a Jew to cut it off. Because Gentiles, we don't take them out from situations of death. We don't do a medicinal healing for them. And also, we don't bring them down to death. But therefore, you cannot do this healing. Now, avbrish nasa mitzvah berifu is, although a mitzvah is being done of circumcision with this healing, shadei lo niskamla mitzvah, but that was not his intent. His intent is not for the mitzvah of mila, it's just for a healing. Therefore, one's not allowed to do this. But lafigur livrim niskamla gula mila, if the Gentile's intent is for circumcision, which the Rambam's opinion is that we encourage even other mitzvahs for the Gentiles to do, and we allow that, and even if it's not being done for the purpose of conversion, mitzvah liso lama laisa, then there is a mitzvah for the Jew to circumcise him, even though it's going to heal him, and he's not supposed to heal that idol worshiper. Halacha ches, regarding the maila of this mitzvah mila. Me'usahi arla, the foreskin is considered so disgusting, sh'niskanu b'hagoyim, that's how the Gentiles are degraded with, that terminology. Something like says the pasuk, Yirmiyah kichol ha'goyim arelim, because all the Gentiles are uncircumcised. And how great is circumcision? That Avram Avinu was not called complete until he was circumcised. Shemak says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Hashem says, go in front of me and be complete. And what does it say? How does it become complete? And I'm going to place my covenant between me and between you. Whoever nullifies the covenant of Avram Avinu, our father, and either he leaves his foreskin, or even if he's circumcised, he pulls out his skin that it should look like to cover over the male organ, then even if this person has Torah and good deeds, in does not have a portion to the world to come. Halacha test. Come and see how severe is the mitzvah mila. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not suspended as a break. Even for one moment that he didn't circumcise his son, even though he was traveling on the road. Now all the mitzvahs of Torah, all the other 612 mitzvahs, there was three covenants made for the rest of the Torah. Someone says in the pasuk, "Eladivri habris asher tiva Hashem," and then it says, "Mulvad habris asher karas itam mechayiv in devarim." And Meshama, but then it says in the next parak, "Hu aimer," it says, "Atem nitzamayim kulchem la'avruchah bivris Hashem lakecha." So it mentions how Shalosh Bris is meant for the whole Torah, three times the word bris to say there's three covenants. Yeah, v'ala mila on circumcision. Nichrusu shleish esrei brises of Avraham Avinu. There were 13 covenants made with Avraham Avinu on this one mitzvah mila, because all the different times it mentions there with between Hashem and Avraham Avinu. If you count it up, v'etna brisi beini beinecha, ani hine brisi itach. By kamaisi is brisi beini beinecha. Levris olam, v'ates brisi tishmar, zeis brisi asher tishmaru, v'olais bris Maisa Brisa Bevsachem, Levris Eilam, is Brisi Hefer, but Kamaisa is Brisi Ite, Levris Eilam, is Brisi Okim, as Yitzchak, 13 times it mentions the word Bris, referring to the Bris Milah. We see how great it is, how severe it is, that 13 times, in contrast, the rest of the Torah only has three Brises. Baruch Rachman, the design, blessed Hashem, who has assisted us to finish the mitzvahs of the halachas of Bris Milah.